Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And my name is Carolyn.
And you're joining us for the second day of our lesson, Learning About the Mind, in our lesson called Mysteries of the Mind. Of course, in yesterday's lesson, we learned that scientists want to explain a lot of things, and they know how to explain many things that happen in the world today. But of course, we learned that there are some things that science just cannot explain. There are limits to science. Carolyn, can you think of a limit to science, something that science can't explain?
Well, there are a lot of things that scientists observe or that they see, but they aren't sure why it happened or what caused it. Mm-hmm. One thing that I think of was in 1997, there was a large sound heard underwater called the bloop, and it could be heard by sensors 5,000 kilometers apart.
What?
And it was such a large sound that they have no idea what caused it.
They don't know what caused it, okay? I think maybe some kinds of things happen in the world that scientists just don't know how to explain. I also think that maybe scientists know how something happens, but they can't explain why. Many scientists like to say that they know how the universe came into being, but they can't explain why or what purpose it has, or science cannot do this. Well, science can't explain some things that we experience every day. Today we're going to be learning about some more of those things. Let's start with sleep.
Mysteries of the mind. Sleep. It enhances one's ability to fight disease, improves memory, and helps one cope with stress. Neglecting it can result in exhaustion, hallucinations, and in rare instances, even death. Sleep is important, but no one is quite sure why. Scientists do know that people alternate between two kinds of sleep. Rapid eye movement sleep, REM, is when most humans dream. Deeper NREM, non-rapid eye movement, sleep may help people rest and conserve energy. Scientists are still investigating the purpose of REM sleep and dreams. Some think dreams help people organize memories by selecting important short-term memories and converting them into long-term ones. Or dreams may exercise people's brains to prepare them for waking up.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady, Ellen. Scientists are great at making new discoveries, but sometimes the most common things are the hardest to explain. On day two of our science article, we'll find out how sleeping and aging are some of these things. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Enhance. Enhance is a verb. Betsy's piano classes have really enhanced her musical ability. Alternate. Alternate is a verb. While Cindy was sick, she alternated between sweating and feeling very cold. Theoretically. Theoretically is an adverb. The medicine we're developing should theoretically be able to cure that disease. Potentially. Potentially is an adverb. The way goods are produced could potentially be changed by 3D printers. Your more information words are hallucination. Hallucination is a noun. Polyp. Polyp is a noun. Now, let's get started with the article.
Well, I love sleep, so let's learn all about it right now. Let's go to the beginning of this section. It says, it enhances one's ability to fight disease, improves memory, and helps one cope with stress. So here we're learning about sleep, and we see that it enhances our ability to fight disease. Let's take a look at that word from our word bank to enhance something. Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, if you enhance something, it means that you make it better. And a lot of times I think of using this word when we're talking about a picture or a digital image on the computer.
Yes.
You might try to enhance it so that it is clearer and it's easier to see what is in the picture.
That's right. A lot of people have HDTV nowadays, and that enhances the detail on your screen. Of course, you could use this word in other ways. Eating will enhance your energy. It makes it greater or better, more effective. So use that word sometime today. We're talking about sleep and how it enhances one's ability to fight diseases. How do we continue, Carolyn?
Well, we also find that neglecting it can result in exhaustion, hallucinations, and in rare instances, even death. So sleep is extremely important.
That's right. It sounds kind of scary. If you lose out on a lot of sleep, it could even result in death. Of course, that is a rare occasion. It's a rare instance. But let's look at that word at the beginning of that sentence, to neglect something. It's kind of like the word forget, but it's forgetting something that you should do, something that is important for you to do. For example, don't neglect to water your plants every day, or at least every couple of days.
That's right. If you do, they will die, which would be a shame. And another word in that sentence was hallucination. If you hallucinate, that means that you see things that aren't actually there. So sleep is very important if you want to be able to function normally.
That's right. You know, Carolyn, I hear, of course, that you shouldn't drink when you have, or you shouldn't drive when you've been drinking. But actually, I hear that it's even more dangerous to drive if you haven't had sleep recently. That could be very dangerous as well.
It could be very dangerous, and I think Steve and Ken have some more information they'd like to share with us in the information cloud.
Friends, prepare yourselves. Today's info cloud topic is completely different from yesterday's topic of laughter.
Today's topic is death. Now, this isn't a happy or popular topic, but since it is something we can't avoid, we sometimes need to talk about it.
It's a sensitive topic. As such, when we do talk about it, we should use language that is proper and accurate.
Okay, so let's start with a very great tragedy, when someone takes his own life.
Okay, the proper way to say this in English is, he committed suicide. Now remember, suicide is a noun, not a verb, so it is incorrect to say he suicided.
It's also incorrect to say a person committed suicide if that person failed to kill himself. If the person still lives, you have to say he attempted to commit suicide.
Right. It's similar for when someone drowns.
Right. If a person has a life and death struggle in the water but lives, we need to say he almost or nearly drowned. A person cannot drown and still be alive.
Okay. Enough talk about death. Friends, remember, each day of life is a gift, so go out and enjoy it.
今天的课文讲到忽视睡眠会造成疲惫、幻觉甚至 death，死亡。讲到死亡，英文有两个字常常被误用，一个是 suicide，自杀。suicide是名词，不是动词。我们不能说 he suicided。suicide要用 commit 这个动词。He committed suicide。要注意的是，当一个人 commit suicide， 他是 自杀成功，所以呢，已经死亡了。如果只是企图自杀，但是没有死，我们必须说 he tried or attempted to commit suicide. 另一个字是 drown， 就是淹死、溺毙。同样的，一个 drown 的人是已经死亡。若是说他差一点淹死，我们必须说 he almost or nearly drowned. 这就是今天的 Info Cloud。我们下次云端见。
Thank you, gentlemen. Well, we've learned that neglecting sleep can be very dangerous for you, and sleep is important, but no one is quite sure why. So scientists can't really explain this.
They can't, but scientists do know that people alternate between two kinds of sleep. So we see that word alternate. If you alternate something, it means that you go between two different things. And that is a word from our word bank. Gabe, how would you use this word alternate?
Well, often, Carolyn, I go to teppanyaki for lunch. And I alternate between ordering chicken and ordering lamb. I love both, so I can't just stick with one. I alternate between the two. What about you, Carolyn? How would you use that word?
Well, when I'm exercising, I try to alternate the kinds of exercises I do. Mm-hmm. So one day I'll do running, and then the next day I'll do some strength training, so maybe some push-ups.
Okay, so you alternate between these two things. Often you'll see this word used with the word between, alternating between two things. Now, let's continue learning about sleep. Rapid eye movement sleep, REM, is when most humans dream. And what is the next kind of sleep?
Deeper, NREM, or non-rapid eye movement sleep, may help people rest and conserve energy. So we know that there are two kinds of sleep, but still not quite sure what the purpose of each of them are.
That's right. Now, this deeper non-REM, non-rapid eye movement sleep, I think sometimes people call this, or they give it a nickname called a cat nap. You're not really in a deep sleep, but you are just resting for a little while. It's helping you to conserve energy. Sometimes we call that a cat nap.
That's right. And we find out that scientists are still investigating the purpose of REM sleep and dreams. So scientists still aren't sure why we dream either.
No, they're not. So scientists can't explain everything. But some think dreams help people organize memories by selecting important short-term memories and converting them into long-term ones. Carolyn, I had not heard this before. What do you think about that?
Well, I'm not really sure. This is a very interesting idea, but there are other ideas about dreams as well. Or dreams may exercise people's brains to prepare them for waking up. There may be very many different reasons that dreams are important that aren't listed here as well.
That's right. Well, of course, dreams can be very interesting. Sometimes I like to write down my dreams after I wake up. Do you ever do that, Carolyn?
Well, I usually don't remember my dreams, so I find it to be even more interesting.
All right. Well, friends, we've learned a lot about sleep so far. And of course, we have more to learn about another mystery of the human mind later. But first, let's join Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 enhance 这个动词。en 这个字首有使如何如何的意思。所以 enhance 是指促进、提高或者是增加。例如 exercise can enhance one's immune system, 运动可以促进一个人的免疫系统。或者是 the redesigned procedure enhanced the worker's efficiency, 重新设计的程序提升了工作人员的效率。接着我们看的是 hallucination 这个名词，注意它的重音是在后面，念成 hallucination。hallucination 是指幻觉，例如 his hallucinations are caused by a brain tumor,他的幻觉是脑瘤造成的。他的动词是 hallucinate, H-A-L-L-U-C-I-N-A-T-E. 例如 high doses of morphine might make the patients hallucinate. 高剂量的吗啡可能会让病人有幻觉。
In our lesson today, we are on the second day of Mysteries of the Mind, and we have been talking about the importance of sleep. Sleep enhances the ability to fight disease, improves memory, and helps you to cope with stress. These are all very important things that sleep provides. We also learned about REM and NREM sleep, two different kinds of sleep. Scientists aren't sure why we dream either. Well, there are still more mysteries to discover in the next part of our lesson.
Mysteries of the Mind. Aging. Aging is a part of human life, but it isn't universal to all life. One type of ocean polyp doesn't age and could theoretically live forever. So why can't people live forever? Some scientists see aging as a feature of human genes. It could be potentially beneficial, but they're not sure exactly how. Others see aging as cell damage that has built up gradually. Almost everyone takes these processes for granted, but to scientists, they are far from ordinary.
Yes, it's true, these mysteries are far from ordinary. Well, the last mystery we've been learning about is aging. Aging is a part of human life, but it isn't universal to all life. Now, this is very interesting. I think most of us understand that it's a part of human life. You don't have to grow too old to understand that you're growing older. You are aging.
That's right. And when we think about aging, most things do age. We see animals as they get older, even plants as they get older. But reading on, we find that one type of ocean polyp doesn't age and could theoretically live forever.
That's interesting, Carolyn. I think this is probably very, very unique. It's a very rare case that something doesn't age. So rare, indeed, we have to teach this word or look at this word polyp as something or a word that I would never usually use. I think maybe scientists were looking for a long time before they found something that didn't age. So this thing is a very small thing that lives in the sea. But theoretically, it could live forever.
That's right. And theoretically is a word from our word bank. If you can have something that is theoretically, then in theory, it is possible. It could happen, maybe.
It could happen, but you can't really test it in every sense. So we don't know for sure if it's true in every case. For instance, you could say you can take the test online. So theoretically, people from very remote regions or very far away places can also take the test, but we don't know if they will have access to the test. So we can do this, or we can use the word theoretically.
That's right. We might also say that, well, we hope that there is a cure for cancer, and theoretically, we can find the cure. But we aren't sure what it will be, so it is still a theory. It is still just an idea.
That's right. Well, scientists have discovered this polyp that can theoretically live forever. So the question is, why can't people live forever? I think that's something many people throughout history have wondered. Why can't we live forever? That's why people go chasing after what they call the fountain of youth, or something that will keep them looking young forever, or maybe even living forever.
That's right, but we do know that we age, and some scientists see aging as a feature of human genes. So this is something in our body that it's just part of the way we work.
That's right. Now we continue. It could be potentially beneficial, but they're not exactly sure how. They're not sure exactly how this is beneficial. Well, let's take a look at this word potentially. I think this could be beneficial for your vocabulary. If something is potential, that means it is possible, maybe in the future.
Yes.
So this is the adverb form, potentially.
And it does mean that it is in the future. The word theoretically means that it might be possible, but it doesn't really have any sort of time attached to it. But potentially means that something could happen in the future.
That's right. For instance, you could say, this is potentially a nice place for a picnic. All it needs is some grass. It looks pretty dirty now, but if you put some grass here, potentially it's a nice place. Or you could say something is potentially dangerous. It hasn't harmed anybody yet, but it could be dangerous.
In the future, it is true. Well, we find out that others see aging as cell damage that has built up gradually. So some people think that aging could be beneficial, and other scientists believe that it is due to cell damage that has gradually occurred.
That's right. And we see the word see here. Others see aging. So they're not looking at it, they're perceiving it. You can use the word see to mean perceive. Some people perceive that aging is cell damage.
That's right. Well, continuing into the next paragraph, almost everyone takes these processes for granted, but to scientists, they are far from ordinary. So we're talking about these processes in the human body.
That's right. Now let's take a look at a phrase at the end of that sentence. It's far from ordinary. If it's far from something, you might even say it's the opposite of something. So these processes are the opposite of ordinary. They're extraordinary.
That's right. And if something is far from ordinary, then it is perhaps very unique or special. You might say that this is far from ordinary, but you might also use it in a different way. Mm-hmm. Maybe you don't like something. Maybe you get a new computer, but it's really not very good. You could say it is far from useful. Hmm. It's not useful at all.
That's a great way to use it. Or maybe you've heard that a book is boring, but your friend tells you, no, this is far from boring. This is a very interesting book. So try to use that phrase sometime today. Well, right now it's time for us to continue enjoying a review skit, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Today you will learn astounding scientific facts.
Excuse me, Professor. Can you tell me about laughter?
Laughter?
Yeah, laughter. It transcends culture and language. So why is that?
Well, it's a natural response.
But what causes it? And what function does laughter have?
I don't know. Let's talk about...
Professor, what about memory?
Yes, people have an amazing ability to recall everything.
So how does the process work? How do our minds differentiate short-term from long-term memory? How can we recall things so quickly?
I don't really know. Let's talk about...
Oh, Professor, I want to know about sleep.
Sleep enhances one's ability to fight disease, improves memory, and helps us cope with stress.
Yeah.
Neglecting it results in exhaustion and hallucinations.
Right. So why is that?
I don't know. Why don't we talk about...
Professor!
Now what?
Tell me about aging.
Aging is a part of human life. Perhaps it's a feature of our human genes.
Well, I know, but why isn't it universal? Why can't we all live forever?
I don't know. These are things most people take for granted.
I know, but they're far from the ordinary.
OK, 继续我们来看的是 theoretically 这个副词。theoretically 是指理论上的或者是照理说。注意它的重音是在 RE 这个音节念成 theoretically。例如 ,theoretically, tickets for a weekend Broadway show are extremely hard to get. 照理说周末的百老汇秀的票是一票难求。它的形容词就是去掉字尾的 ly 变成 theoretical。例如 ,the physics course is very theoretical, 这堂物理课非常的着重理论。最后我们看的是 potentially 这个副词 ,potentially 是指可能的或潜在的。例如 ,this risky investment can potentially ruin the company, 这个风险性极大的投资案很可能会毁掉这个公司。它的形容词是去掉字尾的 ly, potential, 意思是指可能的或潜在的。例如 potential customers, 潜在客户,或者是 potential market, 潜在的市场。Okay, get ready to learn more from our teachers.
Well, we've been learning about some of the mysteries of the mind over the last couple of days. We learned about laughter and sleep and aging. And what was the other one, Carolyn?
I believe that was memory, Gabe.
All right. Yes, I almost forgot. Memory. Well, which one of these mysteries was most interesting to you? Or what did you learn from this lesson?
Well, I thought the mystery of sleep was very interesting because, you know, a lot of people don't think that sleep is very important. They think that they can go without sleep and do more things, mm-hmm. but we found out that sleep is actually very important, and if you don't get enough of it, it can really hurt your body. But there are still so many things we don't understand about it.
That's right. We don't understand a lot of things about sleep. Something I found interesting was that little fact about polyps, a kind of ocean polyp that doesn't age and could theoretically live forever. It's hard for me to believe that something could possibly be around forever. Well, especially something living like a polyp. Well, it's time for us to say goodbye, but of course we hope to see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.
See you then.
See ya.